Say you've got a kid, right? Say you've got a teenage kid, okay? You're a parent, in other words, and you're not one of these parents that got plugged in the bathroom of the McDonald's and then 9 months later you opened your legs to scratch your yeast infection and a kid fell out, okay? You're not one of these parents who suddenly saw a kid there and went, whoa, what the fuck is that? And so you just gave it a crack pipe and an Xbox so you wouldn't have to give a shit. You're not one of these skank hoes, okay? You're a good parent. You actually raised your kid, okay? And but now he's 16 years old and he doesn't want to go to school anymore, and you find D&D books in his room, and he's saying he doesn't believe in God anymore, and he wants to go wandering into the forest so he can worship elf spirits that are making cookies in a fucking tree somewhere. Oh shit! Because this is something that teenagers do sometimes. So now we're gonna, oh no! Junior has different ideas than we do! There's something wrong with his brain! That's not normal! And we have to make him normal! He has to be normal! So we're gonna send him to a psychologist, a head doctor, a fucking shrink. Because we have to make him think just like we do, right? We can't have Junior thinking thoughts that we don't quite understand, or holy shit, it's wrong! It's fucking wrong! This would never happen to Martha Stewart! This would never happen to Regis Philbin! Junior's thoughts are falling out of fashion! Holy fuck! So we send him to a shrink, right? We send him to a shrink because psychology is the next big fucking religion, right? Forget Christianity, forget Buddhism and Scientology and those crazy fuckers who worship trees and rat sphincter. Okay, those religions tell you what to believe, but oh, no, no, no. We need a religion that tells you what to fucking think. It's not enough to get thrown in hell if you believe the wrong thing. Oh, no. We want our brains plugged into some huge machine monitored by a pretentious fucker with khakis and a golf bag in the corner, so if we even think the wrong thing, a van pulls up and hauls us off in a straitjacket to a cell with a guy who eats his own semen. Yeah, that's what we want. And hey, let's start with our kids. So you take him to the shrink, and this place is like the Spanish Inquisition of normal. They line the kids up like cattle and march them in front of this desk that's 50 fucking feet tall, and at the top of it is a guy who gets paid to decide what everyone is supposed to be thinking, okay? He's the fucking Judge Dredd of average. He's the high priest of normal with a wig and a fucking gavel, and he's gonna spoon feed you some normal. That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna stuff big, heaping shovelfuls of normal right down your fucking throat until you choke on it, until you start watching football on Monday nights and buying useless shit from late night infomercials and bending over to let your local priest fuck you in the ass, because that's what the rest of us do, isn't it? We gotta have you whistling the theme to CSI with your ass. And then he's gonna ask you super intelligent questions like, what do you think is wrong with you? And what does this fucking ink blot look like? And if he doesn't like your answers, he's gonna reach down, stamp rejected across your forehead in huge red letters, and send you off to get doped up. And this is gonna inspire your kid to be normal. Is that it? This is gonna make him want to jump right in and be a part of our wonderful fucking society. You know, people who do this to their kids really ought to get kicked in the fucking teeth. Just by default. Kicked in the fucking... Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to get kicked in the fucking teeth. There is no faster way to turn your kid's life into a steaming, rancid pile of shit. There just isn't. You might as well just tell your kid to his face that no one gives a damn about his ideas, his thoughts aren't valid, and you like him better if he acted like other kids. Hey, here's a suggestion. How about listening to your kid, huh? How about taking 1 minute to realize you just might not have the right answer to every question stuffed conveniently up your ass and see what your kid thinks about the world? Because sooner or later, your ideas are gonna fall out of the current fashions and normal too, and by then, your kid's gonna have the key to the old folks' home. This is to your normal ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.